Two patients studied by my collaborators and me include one with classical rheumatoid arthritis who shows response such as you have seen. The other patient had uncomplicated, quite severe, rheumatoid spondylitis with shoulder and hip involvement. He has now been receiving Compound E for only 9 days. The benefit is very significant, following the pattern seen in the usual type of rheumatoid arthritis involving joints of the extremities. In all, the systemic improvement should be emphasized, the speed and the certainty of effects. The clinical benefits are indeed encouraging, but we should not misunderstand or underestimate the great value of this work in contributing new approaches to study mechanisms of these rheumatic diseases, which are so urgently needed. New portals are now open, and we at last have some targets to shoot at. There is, of course, much yet to be done. How these effects of hormones are accomplished, the part played by various organs and the tissues in the production of the disease and its reversal, are questions that will pose many problems, requiring much research by many investigators. How fortunate we all are, and we all feel, that this important work is being reported at this Congress. And how nice it is that this group, led by Dr. Hench, who has pioneered so much of value in rheumatology, should be the ones to report this important new information. As an individual, and as representing the American Rheumatism Association, and may I even expand to include the entire International League Against Rheumatism, I express thanks and praise to the authors of this monumental work. That will pose many problems, requiring much research by many investigators. How fortunate we all are, and we all feel, that this important work is being reported at this Congress. And how nice it is that this group, led by Dr. Hench, who has pioneered so much of value in rheumatology, should be the ones to report this important new information. As an individual, and as representative,